Well, welcome everybody this morning. Grateful for a celebration service this morning, as we call it. Sweet time to celebrate and remember what the Lord is doing here among us. Special welcome to families who are here to celebrate the dedication, perhaps not from here. So welcome, grateful to have you here today. What a sweet thing it is. So without any further ado, if you bow with me, let's pray. We'll get started. Father, we are grateful. Our hearts are overflowing this morning. We've been here in first to hear about how good you are, how you have sought out, as we read through the scripture, you have sought out people first the Jews and made them your people, and then after that the gospel came to the Gentiles, of which we are, and we're just so grateful for that. We're a people who are weak and full of sin. We realize that, and yet we see your great love in pursuing us and coming after us, and realize that's what this church is about. This is a group of people, a community that you have put together, you've knit together through the gospel, through the love of Christ. And Father, we praise you for that this morning. So as we look forward to a celebration service, we're so grateful, Father, as we think about dedicating children, the gift that children are. We are thankful for children. We are thankful for parents who desire to raise them in a way that brings glory to you. So bless that part of the service. Father, we look forward to some testimonies of the way you're moving in some of the youth programs here. Father, we're so grateful for the way you're moving in the hearts of young people. That is an encouragement to us, and so we look forward to hearing that. And a few new members at the end, Father, we are reminded that you will build your church. You say that in the scripture, and so we are excited for the way you do that. We are, again, a community of people here, not that we've recruited ourselves, but people through your providence that you have brought here to worship together, to be a part of a local church who worships you, who brings glory to you right in the place where we are. So thank you so much, Father. Pray for a blessing on each person involved in the service here this morning. What a sweet thing it is to be here and to worship together. So we look forward to the way that you will bless it. We ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, well, Chris alluded to this earlier in his elder prayer, but if you've looked around Newcastle any time recently, you've noticed, and I've heard other people note, just what an amazing growth that we're seeing at Newcastle, not necessarily just in like membership, but in families, and especially young families with little children. We are experiencing a baby boom around here. I tell our staff all the time, I love it when we have good problems in the church. We have enough bad problems to figure out and deal with, so that's great when you have good problems. Like, how are we going to staff the nursery and all the volunteers needed to come alongside these families? Those are the good problems that we like to talk about, and so that's a great blessing to be a part of. So today, we have the opportunity to have four different families who are part of our parent-child dedication. Four different families, six kiddos, and all very excited for them. So I'm going to invite forward the Apel, Burmeister, Zimmerman, and Lauritsen families. And we usually have you come up on stage because there's so many of you, though, this time. I'm going to have you just kind of line up in front of the stage here. So if you want to come and line up with your families right up here, that would be great. And we'll introduce you and prepare you for our time of dedication together. So, man, look at these families. I love this. This is so exciting. Fantastic. You got a whole place here, so scoot all the way down. Yeah, perfect. Just watch out for those candles right behind you there. Oh, those make me nervous. All right, well, fantastic. There's no particular order here, but I'm going to start here with the Apel family. We got little baby Emmy Elise, who was born here last October, October 3rd, 2025, to Eric and Leslie April. You can see here that Emmy is well-loved by her big siblings, Declan, Beau, and Adelaide. We are so grateful for her.
Hi.
You were supposed to be here a few months ago, but we're sick, so we're thankful that you can be here today. So thankful for their family. Over here, we have the Burmeister family. So we have first Eliana Christine Neva Burmeister, who was born on May 23rd, 2023, just a few days before my birthday. And Renoa Michelle Burmeister, born November 13th, 2024. To our parents, Dan and Alyssa here, also faithful members, so thankful for them. And they have another one on the way here pretty soon, so excited for another addition coming to their family. And then all the way on the end over here, we have Hank Allen Zimmerman. You are the lone boy being dedicated today, bud, in a sea of women. Way to go. Hank was born back on November 24th of 2025. To parents Andrew and Emily here, and big sister Ruthie. So excited to have your family up here as well. Our worship folder, we overlooked and missed the Lauritsen family, but they are a part of our service today as well. So we have here on their side their oldest daughter, Alma Perpetua Lauritsen, who was born June 30th of 2023, and Rosalie Ann Lauritsen, born on June 26th, 2023. Ben's birthday is June 23rd, so they just have a busy week the last part of June. That's crazy. But born to Ben and Ellie, so thankful for their growing family and thankful that they have family and friends here to be with them here today. So if you've been here before, you know that parent-child dedication is a special thing for us. This is not something that we are necessarily commanded to do biblically. This is not some substitute for infant baptism or a bestowing on some special grace that we can give to these families. It's simply a way for us to rightly acknowledge the Lord's priority of the family, to give praise for men and women who desire to raise their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, and to give right encouragement and honor where it is due. And so each of these families are coming today because they have a heart desire to be able to raise their kids in the fear and admonition of the Lord. And we know that that begins not just in how they parent, but in how they follow the Lord Jesus Christ themselves. And so I'm going to ask a series of questions here. So these early questions, these are all for the parents. So if after I'm done giving the statement, if that is truly your heart's desire, you can respond in a verbal affirmative together of "we will." So let's do that right now. So parents, by the grace of God and the power of His Holy Spirit, will you each individually renew your commitment today to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength as an example of Christ-like love to your children and as well as your church family? Will you do this? By the grace of God and the power of His Holy Spirit, will you together renew your commitment to love one another in your marriage by upholding the sacred covenant of this union and putting the sacrificial picture of the gospel on display for your children, your church family, and your local community to see? And by God's grace and the power of His Spirit, will you commit yourselves today to raising your children in the instruction and discipline of the Lord, teaching them the gospel of Jesus Christ, so that they may be, by God's grace, given what is needed to become young men and women who fear the Lord? All right, well, this is the exciting part here. I'm actually going to invite our church family now, if you would please stand. You have a role to play in this as well. This is not just about these families, because you too have a biblical responsibility to come alongside them in prayer and encouragement. Many of you serve in our children's ministry. You'll see these kiddos if you have not already. And you have an obligation, no matter what, to love them and point them to Christ Jesus in whatever way that looks like. So church, will you, by the grace of God and the power of His Spirit, commit to coming alongside these dear families to encourage and support them in their parental responsibilities, as well as to serve them by caring for the spiritual well-being of Emmy, Eliana, Renoa, Hank, Alma, and Rosalie as they grow up in this local church assembly? Will you do that? Amen. Well, we are so excited for your families. I'm going to pray for you. Each of these families is being gifted a resource from our church family, everything from parenting resources to children's Bibles. Very thankful for the number of great resources out there, but those will be given to the families as a way of just our gratitude and thanksgiving for them. So if you would, please pray with me now as we pray over these dear families. Heavenly Father, it is a gift to see young families who desire to raise children, ultimately even to bring children into this world. Children are a gift of yours, but in a culture right now where we so often hear of declining birth rates, we're so thrilled to see in our own church family a rise in that birth rate, to see babies being born almost every single month around here out of a love for the family and out of a love for you as the God who is the giver of all good things. And pray that you would watch over these dear families. Please come alongside the Apels, the Burmeisters, the Zimmermans, and the Lauritsens as they seek to raise these children in the fear and admonition of the Lord. We pray for the hearts of Emmy, Eliana, Renoa, Hank, Alma, and Rosalie. Lord, soften them from an early age. Humble them so that they are able to receive the truth of the gospel, that they are able to walk in wisdom from the earliest possible days, that they would see the surpassing worth of Jesus Christ in comparison to all the other distractions and allurements of this world. Lord, give us as a church family the grace and the strength to walk alongside them, to care for them, to encourage them, to pray for them. They will need that strength day by day, Lord, but it does not just come from them. It comes from us as well, as we united together seek your spirit and your power in their lives. So please, would you be glorified to work in each of these families and each of these little souls for the glory of your name, we ask today. Amen. Would you please give these families a warm Thanksgiving? Yeah, thank you. You all did so great up here. You may find your way back to your seats, and I'm going to invite Pastor Seth forward. We have a unique opportunity today. We don't have any baptisms, and because of that, we wanted to use our time of testimonials in a little bit of a different way, and because we have so many families, we have a little bit of a special treat for how that's going to work itself out today, so I'll turn it over to Pastor Seth.
As you just heard, but this is covering One Way Kids and VBS and Ascend Camp and Cross Conference. I would summarize those as accomplishing the goals that we've been reading about in Acts about, I mean, our slogan, growing deeper, reaching farther, truly having a good amount of outreach, especially lately as we saw One Way Kids just transition into VBS very fluidly and kids from the community coming to both because of that. And then just discipleship of the students at Ascend Camp and also at Cross Conference, which was great. And so I just want to say a little bit about Cross Conference before I invite up Becky for One Way. And that's because it's new to us, at least. It's been around for a while. And so as a real quick plug as well, Cross Conference is for those who are high school seniors. We take all the way through 25, 26, 27, I don't know, as long as you're south of 30, I think. So for that, it's a great conference. It used to be geared just towards people who are going overseas or really wanted to go overseas. It's taken a big transition to the point where now it's for those who are wanting to go overseas and or those who just want to be a part of sending and supporting and becoming more mature men and women in the faith. And that key that got added makes that a great conference for really in any of our young people. It is for those who are in that age range. I know I was joking, but it is true. So if you have any interest in that, we're going to be doing that every year. We've done it once now. I'm planning on taking trips down there, Lord willing, as long as we can. It's over the New Year this year in St. Louis. So if you want to spend New Year's in St. Louis, there you go. But all of these are great ministries that have been really fruitful and effective recently, so we praise God for that. And I'd like to invite up Becky first to share about One Way Kids, and then we'll kick off the whole smorgasbord of it.
All Good morning. My name is Becky Steinlage. My family and I have attended Newcastle for probably about 17 years, and I've directed 5th and 6th grade girls at Awana for almost 10 years of that. And I love that ministry very much. 5th and 6th graders are about 10 to 11 years old, so the thought of taking on one-way kids was a bit daunting when I heard the proposed age range was 4 through 12 years old, all in one room, and possibly 50 of them. So my husband and I have 4 children of our own. When my youngest son was a bit younger and would play with his sisters, I would hear him call out, "You can't get me, I'm available." And one of my girls would always correct him, "You're not available, you mean invincible." And now that they're a bit older, when they play together, I hear my youngest yell, "You can't get me, I'm invincible." And teasingly, one of my daughters will call back, "Yeah, well, I'm available." And I heard it said by a missionary once that each of us is invincible until the last moment that God chooses to take us home. And as Pastor Seth reminded us last week, we also need to be available. How fitting. When Awana was winding down this past school year, I was really looking forward to my summer break from children's ministry. And I didn't make any plans to help with any ministries over the summer because I didn't want to commit to being available. But later I heard that one-way kids may not happen for the summer because no one had yet stepped forward to take over from the past year's director who needed to step away for the year. And I had never been involved with one-way kids ministry before, but I had heard that it was great. It sounded like a lot like a daytime VBS, a summer day camp Bible experience for kids. And in my head, I hoped someone else would step forward. Eventually, as I believe God continued to burden my heart with the possibility that some of our neighborhood kids may not hear the gospel without one-way kids, I realized that I really was available. I was scared, though. I didn't know if I would be invincible against dozens of 4 to 12-year-olds, but I prayed and cautiously stepped in. I was blessed almost immediately with support in taking on the organization of One Way Kids. We planned 7 days in June to hold the program, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And as the kids' registrations came in, so did the volunteers step forward. One Way Kids isn't a babysitting program for local families. It's 3 hours each day filled with volunteer-organized games, crafts and activities, and most importantly, a time of teaching scripture to the children. And then to top it all off, each child was served a free lunch each day. Family and life groups in Newcastle volunteered to make full meals, including desserts, and served lunch each day. It was amazing. The people who came together to pull this off were such a huge encouragement to me. Maybe we really are invincible, because I'm still standing here to tell you that. So I have the joy of reporting to you that through One Way Kids, we shared the gospel truth to 57 kids from 44 different families in our area. And these were mostly kids that I had never personally met before. Sharon Carey tells me that 17 of these 44 families also ended up registered for VBS the following week after One Way Kids ended. During those 7 sessions of One Way Kids, we taught on my favorite subject, Jesus the Good Shepherd. We told the kids about how God refers to us as sheep, not because we're cute and cuddly and smell good, but because we can be stubborn, helpless, a little too careless, and easily led astray. Sheep need a shepherd. We told them how in Ezekiel 34, God sent his prophet Ezekiel to tell the Israelites of his anger over how the leaders, the shepherds of his flock, were not doing their jobs. They were not caring for his people, but were instead scattering them and only caring for themselves. It's in Ezekiel 34 that God declares that he himself will be the shepherd of his flock. He will feed them, lead them, bind their wounds, care for them, and bring them close, as a good shepherd would. And then we shared with the kids how Jesus came, and in John 10 declared that he was the fulfillment of that promise. I am the good shepherd. We told the kids how Jesus is the door to the sheepfold. He leads us to our rest, to pasture, to safety, to home, and he is the only way in. And finally, we shared with the kids that the Lord's sheep hear his voice and they follow him, that we can be assured that if we put our faith in him, we will know his voice, hear his call, and we will follow him. He knows each of us individually and loves his sheep eternally. He is the good shepherd. One-Way Kids was a joy for me to coordinate this year. I can't say enough how blessed I was to have the team of people who must have also decided that they were invincible, even in a group of 4 through 12-year-olds, and who absolutely made themselves available. Thank you to all of you. Volunteers of all ages, those who played the games, crafted with the kids, guest characters, teachers, family and life group lunch providers, behind-the-scenes encouragers, and communicators. Thank you. The last thing I wanted to say that was no matter what your age or abilities, I am confident that God will use you until your last day on earth, as long as you are willing. My family has been blessed by many young and old believers in our church in this way. God has given us the ability to go and make disciples and love people. He wouldn't command us to do something that we couldn't actually do. It's on my heart to encourage every one of you to step out and share Jesus with your whole life, alone and with your family, no matter what your age or how long you've been a Christian. Scripture commands us to go and tell. Not a single one of us is unnecessary or unable. Our capacities and environment in which we minister just changes over time. So I encourage you to consider yourself invincible and even available until our last days. Serving the Lord has never left me feeling in regret. It has been a blessing upon blessing, and you just have to find the way in which the Lord wants you to serve him. I'm thankful for the added ministry of One-Way Kids to my life this summer and for all of you who I've worked with in order to go and tell the good news. Thank you.
All right. Hello, everybody. If you don't already know me, my name is Andrew Souter, and today Seth gave me this opportunity to talk all about Ascend Camp, so that's what I'm going to do. Looking back at Ascend Camp throughout all my years of going to camp, it's honestly hard to look back without thinking of just all the good times I've had. I mean, Ascend Camp was something every year I looked forward to and was a highlight every year I went. Because of this, I could probably talk for a long time about all the things that happened at Ascend Camp, all the fun stories and good memories I made. However, instead of boring you with all of that, I'm just going to tell you a few of my favorite things about Ascend Camp as a whole. One of the great things about Ascend Camp is the amazing teaching and singing that you do at camp. Every year, wonderful pastors come and teach on great topics that are always connect and are relevant for all the students listening. This, along with how much time you spend in God's Word over the camp week, really makes the Ascend Camp experience not one that is just a good time, but a time where you come out stronger in your faith and maybe thinking about some things that you need to change in your life. This is also supported by the very good worship music that is played at Ascend Camp. There's always a worship night that they have at Ascend Camp, and as I've gone through my years going to Ascend Camp, it's been one of my favorite nights that they have throughout the whole thing. I'll tell you what, church camps like Ascend Camp are great for making memories. I will always remember the tournaments that we competed in, the strange things that we did in the very late night, and even the times I asked Jamar for prayers as I went out to play Steal the Bacon. Another great thing about Ascend Camp is all the fellowship that you get with other believers. It is always such a good time talking and playing games and having fun times with all the people at Ascend Camp. There is always great fellowship and great talks that happen at camp. My relationship with the guys in my small group was strengthened every year that we went to camp together, and it was so cool to see every one of them grow with me in their faith as we connected at camp. So with all this, I really wanted to say thank you for you guys for being a church that supports the younger generation by supporting us as we go off to camp. Thank you for all the boxes you send to us, for all the prayers that you send up while we're at camp, and for all the thoughts and gifts that you give to us. Ascend Camp really has been a blessing to me, and I hope that it can be a blessing to others as much as it was to me. So thank you.
Hi. I'm Kate Rassi, so I'm going to come up here and talk a little bit about my experience at CrossCon. I don't have any pictures, so you'll have to bear with me. I think the only picture that I did take was a Chick-fil-A sandwich, like, on fire in the microwave, so maybe it's better that way. So I'm just going to come up here. Seth did talk a little bit about what CrossCon is, but for those of you who don't know, it's a very big, well, for me, very big youth conference. It's down in Louisville. So a group of us went down in January. There was like 12 of us, I think, and we experienced that together, which was just really cool. It was a fun experience. So we would go to big group sections together, and then they had kind of worship together, and then there was also the opportunity to go separately to smaller breakout sessions. There was probably like three of those a day, and you got to choose. There was a lot of different choices. There was one specifically for missions, specifically for women, specifically for men, so that was really cool as well. It was awesome to sit under missions-focused teaching. That's something that I hadn't had a lot of experience with, just because I think a lot of the stuff that I had experienced is more discipleship-focused. So it was just a really good reminder that our purpose for being here on Earth is the Great Commission, and that that is our mission. And because of the joy that we have in that, that should overflow, and we should be excited to share that with other people. There were some really big-name preachers at this thing, which was super cool for me. I grew up hearing all of those names and reading some of those books, so just getting to sit under that teaching was really awesome. I think it was a really cool experience. I'm sure many of you, like me, had heard this quote, but the John Piper quote that we are most satisfied in God, God is most glorified when we are most satisfied in him, was something that really stuck out to me at this conference. Just a reminder of how foundational that is to us, that we're called to live in a way that helps us recognize that we are wholly dependent on God, and that not only does he have our greatest good and his ultimate glory in mind, but they are the same thing. So it was really cool to be at a conference with so many young believers. I think if I had to choose a favorite part, that's what I would say. The number that kept getting kicked around was that there was 11,000 to 12,000 people there. And so just to be in a room with 12,000 other young people lifting their voices to the Lord was incredible. I grew up here, so that's a crowd that I've maybe never been in, that many people. And so just to sit there and close your eyes and listen to that many voices is just insane. It's almost indescribable an experience. So that was probably my favorite part. There was a little breakout session that Bob Coughlin did while we were there that I think just really was awesome to help me set my heart on the blessing that it is to be surrounded by people who love the Lord and want to glorify him. Another really cool part of the conference was that we got to spend some time with some young people from Grace Church. So we did some small group sessions with them, got to hang out with them, and that's been a really big blessing for me personally. I think some of those relationships that I gained while I was there have just continued to flourish for me and blossom, and it's been awesome to be encouraged by those girls and their faith. And just, yeah, I'm just really thankful that we were able to spend time with both those people and the people from our church and just enjoy their company and enjoy sanctifying conversation. So I've continued to be encouraged, even coming away from this trip like many months later. I continue to go back and re-listen to those sessions. It's just been awesome to know that our time was spent well and that God was glorified through it. So I think now we're going to transition and they're going to play the VBS video for you. So thank you.
Sang it down by the hill so green. God is my shepherd, he leads me clean. In Ireland fields where the sheep move slow, Jesus walks ahead and I can go. When I feel small, you call my name. You make a path through wind and rain. My shepherd leads me, my shepherd leads me. I will not fear, you stay with me. My shepherd leads me, my shepherd leads me. Goodness and mercy follow me. And sing them all the time. You set a table in a crowded land. You hold my heart right in your hand. When I get lost, you bring me home. You walk beside me, I'm not alone. keeps me safe, keeps my heart warm. David knew it then, we sing it today. God is my shepherd forever and a day. My shepherd lives. Shepherd, I want for no thing. He leads me to water, he teaches me to breathe. David had a harp in his hand and stones in the hills behind. But he sang through the dark till the dawn came bright. He lays me down in green pastures. He calls my name and I am safe here. Green pasture goal, you keep me close. Moving slow, moving slow. Even when the valley grows cold as an iron blade, your rod, your staff, make a way, make a way. You set a table in the shadow. You pour the wine for the wounded soul. Green pasture gold, you keep me close. Green pasture gold, my cup.
Next, I'm AJ Salmon. I'm here to talk a little bit about my experience at VBS as a pod leader, but first I just want to give a shout out to Lance Kaiser. He was filming that and made that video for us. I regret that I'm going to tell this story really quickly, but one time my little two-year-old son, Wilson, I was trying to get him to kind of hype me up a little bit, and so I asked him, as a good father would ask his son, who is the coolest, mom or dad? Which is a fair question to ask. And he looked at me and he said, Lance. And so we can add filmmaking and videography to Lance's long list of things that allegedly make him cool. So thank you, Lance. Round of applause for Lance. That was awesome. Well, I want to quickly share two things that were an encouragement to me from participating in VBS this year. They're pretty simple, but as I was kind of reflecting on the time that I got to spend, this was my first year ever participating in the VBS we have here, two things struck me. The first thing that was an encouragement to me is that the kids that came to VBS were confronted with the gospel, the true gospel. I use that word confronted intentionally. VBS is fun, and that's by design, right? The games, the snacks, there are some amazing snacks, the crafts. To be honest, there are some kids that get sent to VBS. This is certainly not all of them, but there are some kids that come to VBS by their parents sending them as glorified babysitting. Again, that's not the case for everybody, but that is true. It's reality. And through all of the fun and all of the mundane reasons that people might be there, I got to hear a genuine, non-watered-down gospel be presented and shared with them in a manner that they could understand. And I use that word confronted again very intentionally because the full gospel is in part confrontational. So there's fun and there are games and there are snacks, but the quality of teaching and the discussions that we got to have, that I got to play a small part in, both for the many kids that are not yet believers and those that already are believers, both of them need to be confronted with the gospel, both believers and unbelievers. So that was super encouraging. We probably won't get to see most of the fruits of any seeds that were planted, but I am encouraged that God used us to plant some good seeds. Second thing, quickly, that was an encouragement to me is equally simple, but it's just simply the number of people that it took to plan for and decorate and officiate VBS, all the games, all the snacks, all the things, all the teaching. Again, being a congregant here, I know about VBS each year, and I know that it's a lot of work, and I see the work put in, but I don't know if you've not participated in it before, if you really understand the amount of work and hands that go into preparing and then making sure this goes off and adapting. So I got to serve with people that I don't normally serve with, and it's just an incredible joy to do that and to see that and be around you. So thank you to everyone that did serve, and maybe just an encouragement for you. I'd love to see that again. I'd love to see that every year. So next year when VBS rolls around, really do consider serving. It might not be your comfort zone. Look, fifth grade boys are not my comfort zone. I don't know if they are anybody's comfort zone. Maybe Becky, as she said. She was saying that. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. She said she is at home with fifth grade boys. But they're awesome. And all of the kids that come belong to the Lord. And they are given so many opportunities to hear the gospel. And we are given so many opportunities to love them and serve them together. So thank you for listening to me. I'm going to pass it over to Jen, wherever Jen is.
Hi, everyone. I brought some friends with me. They wanted to come on stage. My name is Jen Hubert. These are my two sons, Calvin and Neil. We have been attending here since Calvin was around 1 year old, and I'm also sharing about Vacation Bible School. I would say I am one that my heart's on fire for Bible school. Every church we have attended previously, I think I've helped with Bible school every year. And I have plenty of memories of myself in Bible school growing up. And I'm interested in a poll. Would anyone be able to raise their hand if they attended Bible school as a young child? Like if you attended Bible school? And hopefully you have memories of that, such that I can say a song forever lives in my brain of the fruits of the Spirit. And I hope if I kind of relate that back to what we did this year, one of my favorite parts of this specific Bible school and its curriculum was that it was very highly scripture focused. in order such that each day we were building upon Psalm 23. I can say it all by memory now. Maybe I will just to kind of challenge myself, but I would say at the beginning of the week, I would like be like, yes, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want, but now I can do the whole book all on my own. And I think part of that too, we were blessed by great music that was provided that also reinforced the scripture. So I know at the end of this, we're gonna maybe do a little song to show that, but I am really just grateful not only for the teachers and the students being able to just really be immersed in this scripture of this. I wanted to give a special shout out to the decoration team. Hopefully everyone saw it the week that the fire alarm went off, which was kind of fun and exciting. You know, they had different areas along the entryway of those six verses of Psalm 23 highlighting what each of those was. I led music this year for the first time, which I enjoy. I used to do dance team in POM, so I really feel like I brought out like my inner high school fun. But with that too, I had more flexibility during the evening than I typically do. I will say my favorite job is being a pod leader, and AJ Salmon is wonderful with fifth grade girls and boys, if he gave any indication that he was nervous about that. And I listened every night to the preschool story and the elementary school story. And yes, there is no doubt that our children are receiving wonderful truth of the scriptures with great reinforcement and object lessons to really take that home. So it's very much a blessing. So I gave my first poll if you attended Bible school, but I also wanted to see a hand raised even in this church itself, if you have ever attended Bible school, helped with Bible school in any facet, decorating, snacks, or anything, can you raise your hand if you've attended or helped with Bible school at this church? And I would say a vast majority, over 75% of people just raised their hand. So I'm thankful as well that we have a church who are invested in the youth of our church and these programs. Also knowing as I kind of go through, I've helped at One Way Kids most years, and I helped with that this summer. Very inspired by the love that we have for our children in this church, and that's a great blessing. Do you boys want to help me say Psalm 23? No. Oh, no. Well, actually, I'll just transition. We do have a song. Kevin, are you guys good? Okay, so I am going to invite, if anybody wants to come up, I think Miss Adelaide was going to come up. If you attended Bible school as a student or even a helper, we were going to sing Psalm 23, 1 through 3 for everybody. Do I have any friends who would want to come up to the front and sing that? It's the song that goes the O-O-O's. So if you want to sing that song with us and come up to the front on the floor, Miss Adelaide and I will help lead that. And again, this song is the scripture of Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3. So I will open that up if anyone wants to come up to the floor. Otherwise, Adelaide and I will perform it up front for everyone because we have no shame. Okay. Thank you. Come on up.
praises for his name, for his name's sake, for his name's sake. He leads me in paths of righteousness, in paths of righteousness.
Hopefully you've enjoyed this morning. As you can see, each one of our Celebration Sundays has a little bit different flavor. Some Sundays you have the professed theology, in which we get to see that through baptisms and new member introductions and parent-child dedications. Other Sundays, like today, you get to see it just in the everyday routine of the church, God being at work through the lives of believers in this church. So each one of these, I think, is a good celebration, and we've been especially blessed by that today, really just to see from the ground level what the Lord is doing and how he's been at work. But now as we close our Sunday, we still are very thankful to be able to introduce some new members to you today. So I'll call them up, and then at the end we'll pray, and then you'll have an opportunity as a church to come up and meet them and congratulate them on that. So if Robert and Jessica LeVar would be able to come forward. Robert and Jessica have been coming here, and they have really jumped in and hit the ground running. It does seem, whenever I look around, Jessica's somewhere serving behind the scenes, and whether it's in children's ministry or helping out just in whatever needs it, she's faithfully there. Robert has been an incredible blessing as well, stepping into helping the Ironmen with the breakfasts, and he's now part of our leadership development program, and wasn't too long ago when one of the elders made a big mess on the parking lot. I mean, like rocks all over and mud and everything. And Robert took time off from his afternoon and came over and cleaned it all up. So that was a huge blessing for us. So Robert and Jessica, we are thrilled to have you as members here at Newcastle. They've been through the membership class and have been in agreement with our doctrine and these membership commitments. So I'll just read these to you here, and all you'll have to say is we will. So as members of Newcastle Bible Church, will you fully submit yourselves to the authority of God's Holy Scriptures? Will you joyfully follow the leadership of your God-appointed elders? Will you regularly participate in our church's gatherings for the purpose of corporate worship, prayer, fellowship, and service? Will you generously steward your God-given resources and spiritual gifts for the spread of gospel ministry? Will you faithfully preserve the unity of our church with a spirit of love and humility? Will you intentionally care for the members of our church by praying for them, speaking truth to them, and carrying burdens with them? Will you humbly pursue a life of holiness that proclaims the glory of God to the watching world? Will you readily embrace God's plan for spiritual restoration when sin becomes evident in your lives? And should God move you from this church, will you prayerfully unite with another church where you can carry out the spirit of these commitments? And then church members, if you would be able to stand. And we'll have you to be able to renew your commitment as well. So today, will you renew your commitment to this church and joyfully receive these new members into our spiritual family? Let me pray for us. Oh, Father in heaven, we are so thankful to be privileged today to welcome Robert and Jessica into our family. We're thankful for your work in their lives, for moving them here, and just as it's become evident, Father, in all the ways that they love and care and serve, Lord, so pray that you will bless them here. Let them continue to meet and grow and just develop into the people that God has called them to be. And may we joyfully receive them and do our part to encourage them and to share their burdens and to joyfully participate with them in ministry. So, Lord, thank you for all the ways that you've been at work, even as we've seen today, whether it's from Vacation Bible School to the community to just all the different the camps and the various opportunities that our whole church has to learn and to grow and to proclaim your glory to this watching world. So I'm excited about what you will continue to do the remainder of this year. Lord, please continue to be at work like that, even as we think of mission trips or just other areas. Lord, we want to pray for a Newcastle here. We pray for fall ministries as they'd be starting back up in a rather relatively short time, whether it's Awana or Rooted Ministries, things like that. Lord, pray that you will provide the leaders and the volunteers and the help for all those ministries that they too can proclaim your glory to this world. We pray for the marriages in the church, Lord, for different people in the church, whether it's our suffering saints, know that many are aging and find themselves in challenging places in life, and we lift them up, Lord. So go with us now. In the remainder of this day, may our hearts be filled with worship and praise to you and to you alone. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Well, this then will conclude our meeting, but we would welcome you then to come up front and introduce yourself and welcome Robert and Jessica into the family here. Thank you.